Minister Gladys, I see you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest of us all? The greatest, the greatest, the greatest, Jesus, the greatest. That you would ever make, even though he knew that you would take the bait, he finds a way to love us anyway. What makes you think that God don't have a plan? And if before he's there to help you stand, you made a flesh and blood, you're just a man.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, November the 21st, 2021. Now, I am Bishop Shalene Cook. I'm the woman of God of this assembly, but I am always joined by my anointed Spirit Alive family in the persons of Evangelist Michelle Scott, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Hallelujah, Minister Gladys Manning McGee, and of course, the woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. So on behalf of all of us here, we want to welcome you to this morning's service, and we pray that you will hear something that will truly, truly bless you. So at this time, we are going to go to opening prayer with our very own evangelist, Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you. Let us lift up the Lord in praise as we come to the throne of grace to praise him, for he is truly the greatest. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for being there just standing by us and for helping us to be strong, for moving your mighty hand over our lives and covering us, Father God. Thank you for breathing fresh air in our lungs, Father God, to see another day. Lord, you're so wonderful. You're so great. We were created to praise and worship you, Father God, and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you for seeing another Sunday, a day that we never seen before, Father God. Today, our eyes get cast upon a truth that we've never seen before, Father God, and we owe it all to you, Father God. You are the Alpha and the Omega of everything in our lives, and we thank you for every blessing, every crack, every crooked road that you have made straight in our lives. Father God, there is none else like you. From the rising of the sun to the going down the same, I will lift up your name and praise you, Father God, for you are Lord and worthy to be praised. We come to you today, the entire Spirit Alive family, because we live to praise you, Father God. We worship you,
Jesus.
Father God. We love and adore you, Father God. You woke us up. You stood us up with our
evil
bodies, Father God, with our scrambled minds, Father God. You woke us up
Jesus.
To come into this sanctuary, Father God, to come out on the airwaves and reach your people, Father God. And we just thank you right now. And we pray that someone will be touched, Father God, by a word that is spoken, Father God, because
all words
come from you, Father God. And we just
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for all the love that you have bestowed upon every person that you have placed in this ministry, Father God.
Thank you, Father God,
we lift you up. God is real, and he's coming back, and we just want everybody to be a part of that great going home service when we meet him in the sky. God, we just love you, and we worship you, and we adore you, and we from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and the same to us, to the crowns of our head, to the soles of our feet, we just thank you for all the things that you've given us, Lord.
We praise you, Lord,
and wonderfully to be praised. We praise you, Lord God. Why? Because
you
are more than worthy to be praised. To God always be the glory. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile
Redeemer,
God with us,
the
living truth, what a friend. But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born in a manger
but on a tree is that.
That's what we call you were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save humanity. Can you take it up from Jesus? That's what we call your Jesus.
Singing, you are the living word. Hallelujah. And speaking of the living word, it is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to read to you from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So won't you please now give your attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, as she comes with this morning's reading. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. I praise God that I am still here and I have the strength to do my reading. I love my Lord. The meditational reading this morning is entitled, God Still Performs Miracles. We'll be looking at John 11 and verse 40, which reads, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Now, God who parted the Red Sea, rained manna from heaven, caused the walls of Jericho to fall, shut the lion's mouth, healed the sick, raised the dead, and calmed the sea, still performs miracles today. However, some Christians doubt that God wants to work miracles for them today. They believe that there were miracles when Jesus walked the earth, but they think that the day of miracles is over. And they talk about how everything will be perfect one day in the sweet by and by. But God wants us to know that he is still the God of miracles today. Martha was like one of us and those Christians. She wondered if Jesus would perform a miracle when her brother Lazarus died. By the time Jesus arrived on the scene, Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. So she thought that Jesus was 4 days too late. That is why she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Verse 21, John. And even when Jesus said that Lazarus would rise again, she said, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Verse 24. Martha believed that Jesus could perform miracles in the past and would do the same in the future. But she did not believe that he could give her a miracle when she needed it right then. You see, Martha was someone who lived wishing that the past could be changed and believing that the future would be better. But she did not believe that the I Am was there to meet her present need. Today, God stands at the point of your need. What miracle do you need from him? Believe that he is still the same miracle-working God today. Believe that you will see the glory of God. Believe and you will see your miracle. May the Lord
give
blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for the day, the I Am is here to meet your present needs. Amen and glory to God.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. Know what that means? That means I've pledged my life, giving everything. I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been redeemed. Somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect, oh, but I have been. Day by day, somehow I know we'll make this journey in. Make no mistake about it, you have been redeemed, redeemed. While you were yet in your transgression, somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him. Accept. his love and will begin. Walk together, for we have been redeemed. While we were yet in our transgression, he gave his life for you. Your life to him, accept his love and then begin to stand together hand in hand, and surely he will heal the land, and we will wear these chains no more as these walls come crashing to the floor. And then someday he'll come again, and we will find
was Pastor Isaac Curry singing Simply Redeemed. Praise the Lord. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a special time here because this is when we come together as a family. Hallelujah. On one accord with one spirit. Hallelujah. Trusting and believing God to move on our behalf. So right now, I'm going to ask that the wonderful woman of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers, comes forth at this time, and she leads us once again in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And he is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. We can praise him this morning because he has done so much for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And not only has he done it, but he continues to do great things for us.
Come on now.
Because we serve a great and mighty God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. With no limitations for his children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer. Let us go boldly to the throne of grace this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us connect, hallelujah, with our great and mighty God. Hallelujah. Let us come, hallelujah, with open hearts, open minds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name, let us come, hallelujah, to our great and mighty God. Hallelujah. Because he will do great things. Let us bow our hearts and our heads in Jesus' name. Father God, we come to you this morning, hallelujah, because we know that we can. We thank you for the privilege to come to you in prayer. We thank you, Lord, that we can communicate with you and you communicate back to us. We just praise you this morning for your goodness, for your mercy, hallelujah, for your love. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for those that are listening in this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would just bless in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Have your way this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you would look on those that are continuing to suffer. Hallelujah. Those with diseases. Hallelujah. We know. Hallelujah. We have heard already that you still perform miracles. So our trust is in you, Christ Jesus. We ask that you would move all across the globe in the name of Jesus, touching, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, every nation, every creed, hallelujah, every people, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, that they might know you, hallelujah, in the pardoning of their sins, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we know that you can do it. We know you're more than able, and we know that you will. Lord, we pray for the situations across the nation
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, we know about all the crises, hallelujah, and all the things that are going on, things that we never saw before, things we never imagined, but we know that you are God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
and
Jesus.
We know, hallelujah, that you will make a change. Hallelujah. We're asking, Lord, for changes this morning. Hallelujah. Changes in our families. In the name of Jesus, marriages. Hallelujah. Those that are getting married, that they would be sincere
yes,
about
Jesus.
You, God.
Come on now.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
That's
in
good.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that they
Lord.
Will have you. Hallelujah, in their marriage. Hallelujah, in their homes. Hallelujah, with their children. Hallelujah, that they will teach them in the way that they should go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I pray,
yes,
Lord, that you
yes,
will instill
Lord.
Hope, hallelujah, in their
yes,
lives
Father.
Where there was no hope. In Jesus'
yes,
name,
yes.
that there will be a stirring, hallelujah, like never before.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for revival. We thank you for how it's breaking out. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward
thank
to a
you,
great
Jesus.
Revival in the name of
yes.
Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah. We all need to be revived. Hallelujah. We need to be regrouped. Hallelujah. We need to be renewed in our minds.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we pray, Lord, that this will take place in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the prisons. Hallelujah. Oh, just because someone is in bondage doesn't mean
Church,
that they cannot connect with you. Hallelujah. We pray for connections in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where people are in bondage. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Those that are not in prisons or jails or juvenile halls, hallelujah, can also be imprisoned. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, feeling hopeless and all of that, Lord. But I pray that there will be a stirring. Hallelujah. That somehow
yes.
your people will know, hallelujah, that you are yet alive, that you are yet
yes.
performing miracles in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The hospitals, the nursing homes, hallelujah, where people are sick, where they are shut in, where they are confined. I pray, Lord, that there will be
Church,
a
Lord.
Quickening, hallelujah,
yes,
in them,
Jesus.
Lord, that you will stir them
yes.
up, Lord, that they will have hope,
yes,
that somebody
Lord.
Will reach them in the name of Jesus in their situation, in Jesus' name. Oh, do it, Lord, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. We pray, Lord,
yes.
for the political
yes,
situation right now, God. We know
yes.
that things are all out of whack, but we know that you can move in that those situations
yes.
as well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Let there be a stirring in the White House in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes.
In
yes.
the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Let
yes,
them be affected, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah, by
yes.
what you are doing across the land in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Continue to move among our families, those that don't know
yes.
you. Hallelujah, that they will be drawn by your Holy Spirit in
yes.
Jesus' name, that they will have a desire to want to be saved, a desire
yes.
to serve you, a desire to do your will. Hallelujah,
yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we thank you,
yeah.
Lord. We praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those that are listening in, if they have anything going on with them and a need of healing, a need of a miracle, hallelujah, a need, Lord, to be delivered, we pray, Lord, that
yes.
there will be a stirring
Touch,
in their minds
Father.
This morning in the name of
yeah.
Jesus. In the name
yeah,
of
yeah,
Jesus,
Jesus,
that it will be, that it will happen. They will be set
yeah.
free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You are the
yeah.
you are our Redeemer. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And those
Thank
of us
God.
That are redeemed, let the redeemed
he
say
so.
Hallelujah.
So,
let
hallelujah.
It be known
yeah.
in the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Yeah.
Let it be known
yeah.
wherever we go. If we're sitting in the midst
yeah.
of family, hallelujah, that don't want to serve you yet. Hallelujah. Let us let them know we are redeemed and you can be redeemed
yes.
also.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
God, in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. In Jesus'
yes.
name. In
yes.
Jesus' name. And we just praise you. We lift up the Spirit Alive Ministries. this morning.
Bless you.
In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
We lift up leaders. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord,
we lift up Bishop Kirlene Cook. In Jesus'
you,
name, let them continue enduring. Hallelujah. In this ministry. Hallelujah. It will live and not die. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it will declare
yes,
the works
amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And bless
yes.
each one of us, Lord. You know what we all stand in need of this morning?
Yes, Lord.
I pray that
God.
You would grant
yes.
it to us. Grant it to us, God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
whether it be healing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, a need
God.
Of financial increase. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
A great
touch.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Rain
we
down, God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know
God.
That you can do it, and we ask
yes.
that you will
yes.
this morning in Jesus' name. And we thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, in Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Ooh, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. There's power in the name of there's healing in the name of there's salvation in the name of the Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus, my sweet Rose of Sharon, my lily of the valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other, but Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other, but Jesus is the way. Sing along with us. Jesus is the answer for the world today. There's no other.
Above him there's no other.
But Jesus is the way. Let's pay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is indeed the answer for the world today. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. I have come this morning to bring you some disturbing good news as found in the book of Acts chapter 4. So please retrieve your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 4. And this morning we will be looking at verses 1 through 12. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. If you are listening via your computers, you are more than welcome to go to BibleGateway.com, type in Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, I mean 12, and it will pull it up for you. Amen. 1 through 2. No, 1 through 4, 1 through 12. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads as follows. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the important man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set and not of your builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." The disturbing Amen. Good news. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now to your throne asking that I decrease so that you can totally increase, Lord. Use me, Lord, as your yielded, humble vessel. And Lord, I pray that this message will go out and it will bless your people and it will draw someone unto you. And I pray this all in your holy and righteous name, Lord. Amen, amen. The disturbing good news. Now, I know we've all stayed in hotels and have seen the little signs that they put in your room that you hang on your door when you don't want to be bothered. You know what they say? Do not disturb. Or in Espanol, no moleste. The ideal is this. I'm busy doing what I want to do, so don't bother me. Many people, and even Christians, seem to go through life with one of these signs around their neck. Don't bother me. I've got my own thing going on, and I don't have time for you. Now, I hope that's not the message that any of us Christians here at Spirit Alive is sending, but sometimes, I hate to say it, our actions may say just that. So today, we're going to talk about a good kind of disturbance that needs to happen in every person's life. Now, it's the kind of disturbance that will offend some people and make some people angry. In fact, this disturbance has gotten a lot of people hurt or killed and has even divided families, causing one brother to turn against another. Now, I know you're out there thinking to yourself, now, Bishop, who and why would anybody want to talk about something like that? What's so good about it? Well, I'm so glad that you asked, because here's what's so good about it. The disturbing good news about Jesus can bring healing and forgiveness to all who believe in him. So now I'd like to look at four thoughts as they relate to the disturbing message of Jesus. First and foremost, we need to look at Jesus disturbs those who reject God. Verse 2 says they were greatly disturbed. This, of course, is in reference to the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees. The priests were organized into 24 different groups who served at the temple on a rotating basis. The priests and the Levites took care of the morning and evening sacrifices. The captain of the temple guard was a priest in charge of the temple's police force. He ranked second in authority to the high priest. His job was to maintain order in the temple and its surrounding area. The Sadducees were a priestly descent, supposedly from the line of the high priest Zadok, as declared in Ezekiel 40 through 48. Now, their party controlled the temple and the high priesthood, giving them a lot of political power. Now, they accepted the first five books of the Old Testament, but didn't place much value on the rest of the Old Testament. So this led them to deny their teachings about the Messiah, angels, demons, immorality, and resurrection. Incidentally, it was primarily the Sadducees who had Jesus arrested, falsely tried, and executed. There may have been some Pharisees involved, but most of Jesus' opposition came from the Sadducees.
Amen.
These Sadducees thought they had done away with Jesus of Nazareth. So when they heard about the healing of the lame man who had been lame all his life and had been coming to the temple for most of it, they thought they better check it out. You see, Jesus had already messed with their influence over the people, and now his followers were doing the same thing. So the message of Jesus disturbed these religious leaders. Jesus has a way of disturbing those who reject God and his ways. Now, he doesn't do this out of spite or out of ill will toward those who think they know better than God. No. Jesus disturbs people because he wants them to realize the truth about themselves and about God. Jesus was speaking to some of these same rulers in Matthew 21, verses 42 through 44, when he says, Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone? The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people who will produce its fruits. He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed." See, all of us need to come to a place where we realize that we can't make it without God's help. And there is no amount of religious activity that can erase that sin in our lives. Jesus said, "He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces." You see, only by humbling ourselves at the feet of Jesus in repentance, getting naked before him, being broken before him, can we come into right standing with him. And the message of Jesus will disturb us until we surrender ourselves to him. However, for those who continue to reject the message of Jesus, the stone will eventually crush them. Now, if the message of Jesus disturbs you, please know that it is because he loves you and wants you to turn your life over to him. Don't fight against him any longer. Make things right with him today. Call on Jesus and find what you've been looking for all your life, because I'm here to tell you he's got what you're looking for and so much more. Now, let's take a quick look at what happens to those who respond appropriately to being disturbed by God, because Jesus changes the lives of those who trust him. Verse 4 says, "But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. Now, back in Acts 2, 37 through 38, Peter's sermon had disturbed those who listened. Look at it in verse 37. "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, they did exactly what Peter said. And they found forgiveness for their sins and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were given a brand new start and found favor with God. The same thing happened in those in verse 4. They heard the message and believed and became part of the first church in Jerusalem because their lives were forever changed. Now, we've already studied some of the life changes that took place in the early church. They would gather together for meals together. They would gather and pray together. Many of them sold some of the extra land and houses they owned, and they gave the surplus to the apostles to distribute to those who were in need. Their lives were changed for the better, and their eternal destination had also changed. Without God, they had no hope of living forever in heaven. However, because of what Jesus had done on that cross, they now had peace with God through a loving relationship. They trusted God for every need and helped everyone around them that they could. So you might say that the disturbing message of Jesus changed them in this way. It made them willing to be disturbed for the sake of Jesus. Are you willing to be disturbed for Christ? Are you willing to be stretched beyond your comfort zone so that others can find forgiveness and help? Well, many believed in Jesus after God healed the lame man, and Peter and John preached to them. And as the Sanhedrin questioned them, Peter made it very clear that this was all about Jesus, our source of help in the times of trouble. Yeah. You see, Jesus is the only source of healing. Verse 10 says, know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Now, whether God uses the knowledge and abilities he has given to doctors or others, or if he uses simple people like you and me to pray the prayer of faith, the fact remains that he is the only source of healing. The devil can't work miracles of healing because his goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. You know that from John 10:10.
Yes.
Granted. Now, granted, 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. However, genuine healing only comes from God. Now, Satan will try to imitate God in order to deceive us, but his power is limited, and it will always take more than it gives. You know, I tell people, sin makes you go further than you want to go, stay longer than you want to stay, and it will cost you more than you want to pay. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, he loved us so much that he gave. If you don't need a miracle in your life, you probably know where to turn. But just in case you don't, let me tell you, Jesus is the source of healing. And at least two New Testament writers refer to Isaiah 53, showing that Jesus is our healer. First, in Matthew 8:17, Matthew says that Jesus healed all the sick to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. Also, 1 Peter 2:24 says that Jesus himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Now, the lame man stood before the Sanhedrin as a witness to the healing power of Jesus. Here was a man over 40 years old who had been brought to the temple for decades to beg because he was lame and couldn't work. They could not argue that this man was healed. Oh, they tried to get the disciples to tell them what other power they had used to heal this man. But Peter told them straight up, hallelujah, with no chaser, know this. You and all of the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but God raised up from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Maybe you need healing in your body today. Well, you won't get it from any other source than from Jesus Christ. One day a boy's father asked Jesus to help his son. He said, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. And immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
My unbelief, yes.
You need to know that Jesus can and will. But if you're not sure, then ask the Lord to make you sure by saying, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Help my unbelief to become faith. Because not only is Jesus the source of healing, but Jesus, hallelujah, is the source of salvation. And he is the only source of salvation. He is the, in him we can receive forgiveness, relationship, and eternal life. Because in verse 12, the word of God says, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under the sun given to men by which we must be saved. The name Jesus or Yeshua means Yahweh saves or Savior. So Peter made it clear that Jesus was the source. There is not an alternative source for forgiveness or salvation, just as there is no other source for healing. Remember, the Sanhedrin was trying to hint that Peter and John had used some other power or authority to heal this man. By what power or what name did you do this? They was trying to be slick, you know. So Peter gave them the only name that brings healing, Jesus. Peter went even further and said that forgiveness and salvation are found only in the name of Jesus. No other person can deliver like Jesus. No other person has the power to redeem you because Christ delivered us through his death, burial, and resurrection and ascension. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Listen, as I bring this message to a close today, the message of Jesus is a disturbing thing, It is disturbing to those who are living in sin because it is a reminder that they need a Savior. It reminds them that they need to give up their old life in order to receive that new life Jesus has for them. However, the message of Jesus shouldn't disturb us as believers. And if it does disturb us, it should disturb us enough to make us want to live it and go out and tell it. The message that Jesus came to seek and save the lost should disturb us enough to want to seek out the lost and bring them straight to Jesus. Jesus isn't interested in making our life easy or comfortable. Jesus wants to disturb us into action so we will do what he tells us to do and tell other people about him. Maybe today you are disturbed about a problem you might be having. See, there is a problem that every human being has to face at times. We all have a sin problem that separates us from God because the word of God says all have sinned. Nobody is good enough to come close to God. However, that is exactly why Jesus came. He came to take away our sins. If we need forgiveness today and we are willing to ask God for his help, you need to take care of this today. Maybe you are disturbed by sickness or pain. Jesus came not only to forgive, but he came to heal. He provided for our healing by the stripes he took on his back.
Yes.
Will you ask him to heal you today? I will agree with you, and we as a family will join our faith together to believe that God will heal you. Let me, and if you are out there today and you have been looking to and fro, searching for answers, I came to tell you, if you want to see the power of God, then you have to be connected to the Son of God. You have to get in touch and get connected to the greatest love of all. And the easiest way for you to do that is through the living word of God, because Jesus is the living word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you have called us into your fellowship, into the relationship with you by your marvelous Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is our Redeemer, our Restorer. Hallelujah. He is our healer. Thank you, God. He is our all in all. He is the answer for the world today. So if this message disturbs you, good. Let it disturb you. Let it disturb your spirit enough for you to get right, get real and get right. And then go out and tell somebody how God did it through you. Today is the day that you need to lay down self and pick up Jesus. The word of God says, if any man wants to come after me, let him die to self, pick up his cross, and follow me.
And follow me. Yes.
Are you ready to follow Jesus? Did you get disturbed enough to follow Jesus today? Did you get disturbed enough to know that through Jesus, he is your only way to eternal life? He is your only way to healing. He is your only way to victory. Because see, my beloved, we are not, when you are a child of God, you are not fighting for the victory. You are fighting for from a place of victory, because Jesus, hallelujah, allowed himself to be hung high and stretched wide. He hung his head and then he died. No, thanks to God. He didn't swoon on the cross. He didn't faint on the cross. Oh, no, babies, he died. No.
He died on the cross.
He died dead. But hallelujah, on the third day. Daddy God said, rise up, son, and take everything that belongs to us and come on home after you make a few pit stops. Hallelujah. I praise God that he loved us so much that while we were yet sinners, he demonstrated his love toward us because he sent his son to die for us. I would never understand people that walk around talking about, oh, I'm so upset. They don't like me. Oh, I'm so hurt. The people at work don't understand me. Oh, I'm so upset. Pookie looking at another girl. Let me explain something to you. Jesus gave you all the validation you needed when he died on that cross. See, somebody out there this morning needs to know, stop looking for that man to come and save you and start looking to Jesus. Stop looking for the easy way out and look to Jesus. Stop looking for somebody to give you something that they don't even have within them. Stop looking to people for equality when God has already given it to you. Stop looking. For anything. Stop looking to anything or anyone else except Jesus, because all things are possible with God. So that's my disturbing good news for you today. And if you have been sitting within the sound of my voice and this message has disturbed you, it has convicted your heart, hallelujah, it has raised your spirit, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost has tapped you on your shoulder and said, hello. Don't close the door. Fling that door open wide and tell Jesus to come on in. So right now, I'm going to ask, amen and to God be the glory. I'm going to ask if you are in our sanctuary right now and you want to give your life to Christ, you might have a prayer request. You might just need help with your faith. If you would kindly press 1, on your keypad on your phone, I will bring you into the midst of this worship service. But in the meantime and in between time, I'm going to ask Minister Gladys Manny McGee to come and extend to you an invitation, not to a church, not to a building, but into a relationship with the living word, into a relationship with the greatest love, into a relationship with the master cornerstone. So Minister Gladys, come on in the room. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're just thanking God for today, for this word, Lord, that's setting provisions in our lives, Father God, Lord, opening doors, opening our eyes to different things, you know. We fall short daily. We fall short daily. But we have to repent, take up our cross, and keep going. We have to ask God to come into our lives, Lord. Sit with us. Be with us. Speak with us. You know, and we have to accept him into our lives, you know. I thank God for the word. If you just pray this simple prayer, it's just this simple. Father God, I am a sinner. I have fallen short to your word, Lord. But I'm asking that you come into my life, come into my heart, Father God.
Yes, Jesus.
Be with me, Father God. Yes. Teach me your ways, Father God.
Yes.
Show me how to live a righteous life, Father God.
Yes.
This I ask of you, Father God, Lord, that you will bless me, Father God, Lord, to understand your ways, Father God, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I am a sinner. I ask that you come into my life. Make changes. Make provisions, Father God. Lord.
Yes,
open my eyes so that I can see. Open my understanding, Father God, Lord, that I understand your ways, Father God, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you save me, save my soul, Father God, Lord, so I can rest eternally with you, Father God, Lord. And if you say this prayer and you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day, then you are saved. Yes, that is. You are saved. Get to God. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a beautiful prayer. And we just all want to say, well, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. Do you know that when just one soul is saved, the angels in heaven begin to rejoice? Hallelujah.
Yes.
So there is some angels up there in heaven right now doing a holy dance just for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And it is our fervent prayer that you don't let it just stop today. We want you to go and find you a Jesus teaching. Repentance preaching. Transformation working church. Hallelujah. And get into that word. Right now, we understand that many churches are not actually going into the buildings, but saints and young Christians, we have so much access to the word of God through the internet, through live stream, through blog talk radio, through TV. So begin to study and ask the Holy Spirit to come and teach you the things of God. Hallelujah. Because, see, this journey you're about to take is going to be the most wonderful, exciting journey that you've ever taken. I'm not telling you that there's not going to, you're not going to have problems. I'm not telling you that there will, you know, everything is going to be rosy. No. But I can tell you that you're going to be victorious in all that you do, as long as you keep your hand in God's holy hand. So most gracious and heavenly Father, I come right now binding this message in the word of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, for everyone that has given their life to you. I pray, Lord God, that it would be our desire, Lord, to continually be disturbed to the point that we would get up and run, tell others about your goodness and about who you are. And Lord, anytime that we step into self, disturb us. Anytime we step into pride, disturb us. Anytime we are doing anything ungodly, Lord, please disturb us so that we may repent and be clean of our, cleansed of all our unrighteousness. Lord, we come praying that you would do a great work that you began today in the hearts of those who were saved. Continue to work through your Holy Spirit, Lord, to empower us, equip us, and to make an impact on the world for you. Lord, I want to thank you for every beautiful servant leader here at Spirit Alive. I pray right now that you continue, Lord, to bless them for their faithfulness. Bless them for their obedience. Bless them, Father God, Lord, for just having a desire for that the world would know you and that they would be able to have access to all of your benefits. Lord, I thank you for their humble hearts. I thank you, Father God, that they only seek to do your will. And, Lord, we don't care what it looks like or what it sounds like. As long as we know that you are, we are hearing your voice, our response is yes and amen. Send me, Lord, I will go. So I just praise you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. I want to say a special prayer. Hallelujah. For my brother, Pastor Jeffrey Scott, as he stands and brings the word over at Good Shepherd today. I want to say a special prayer for my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle, as she continually is being restored, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, would be their strength, fulfill their joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, we pray that your uncommon favor would follow them, Lord, and overtake them, bless them, press down, shaking together until running over. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for your humble servant, Minister Tina. Lord God, we pray that you just strengthen her and continue to use her to lead others to you. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you for Minister Gladys, Lord God. I thank you for her spirit of health. I thank you for her spirit of intercession. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in her, through her, and far as she walks beside your anointed apostle, Apostle Zayda. Lord God, I pray that you continue to bless this mighty woman. She's been on the battlefield a long time. Lord, she knows who she is, and she tells everybody she knows about you. So, Lord, I pray that she goes forward into this new year. Everything is laid in place. Everything is lined out. Everything is done, Lord God. So all my sister and friend has to do is step into it. Send laborers, God. Laborers who are real, who want to serve you. Not make a name for themselves. Not make a reputation. Not get glory or fame. But, Lord, we just want to do your work. So, Lord, bless her. Bless my little nieces and nephews around this globe. Bless Aniston, Jalen, Kim, all of them. Lord, bless my baby. Touch them, keep them, protect them, Lord God.
Do it, Lord.
And wherever they go, let their light so shine that everybody knows that you're the reason that they sparkle and shine. Lord, I just praise you right now for all that you have said and done during this worship service. Lord, I just praise you for the opportunity to come out and bless your holy name with my family. And, Lord, we will continue to give you all the honor and the glory and praise as we learn more of you and we share more of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Before we dismiss today, I just want to make a couple of special announcements. Hallelujah. One, I would like to cordially invite you to All Nations Christian Fellowship's PUSH Prayer Conference. They we will be hosting, the Spirit Alive family will be hosting them on November 22nd and November the 29th. Apostle, our own Apostle Zeta Flowers is the founder of All Nation Christian Fellowship, and she will also be your facilitator for this prayer conference. So I'm inviting everyone, if you need to receive a blessing, if you need a miracle, hallelujah, if you want to know how to pray with power and to pray effectively, I beseech you to come out and join Apostle Zeta and the All Nation Christian Fellowship family for their PUSH prayer conference. Also, during the month of December, I will be placing all programming, with the exception of the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and we have two very special Taking It to the Streets coming in December. The people of God here at Spirit Alive, the servants of God here, they are faithful. They work hard. They are not a hit and miss bunch of people. So here recently, I know that I needed to be refreshed, renewed, restored. So I have given them the month of December off so that they can just take time to be with their families, let God renew, refresh, and restore them so they can come back in the new year, and we're going to be ready to go. Hallelujah. So we ask that you join us all month in December for the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And we are going to have a very special Christmas concert. It's Spirit Alive's Christmas concert. It's called Spirit Alive's Helping and Healing Concert at Christmas time. So we're going to ask that you come out and enjoy the beautiful stylings of Dr. Sylvester Carl Henderson. Enjoy the vocals of Pastor Jeffrey Scott and Reverend Mark, Kelly Mark Jones and some others. We're just going to have a hallelujah good time praising God. So at this time, I'm going to add, there be nothing else. I'm going to ask that Mother Mitchell come and read us our benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Amen. Thanks to God, you have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And again, we pray that you have truly heard something that has blessed your very soul today. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from all of us here, from this family of faith to your household, we pray that you truly, honestly, and earnestly be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful and blessed rest of your week. God bless you. Thank you, beautiful family. I love you. God bless you. You did a phenomenal job. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Love you all. Love you, Minister Tina. Bye.
Bye, Bishop Cook. Love you.